you guys handing out? Can I see?
I'll trade you. He already got one. I'll give you one of mine.
Okay. Thank you.
Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. God's love, his creation, so much that he sent his only son to be the atonement of all the sins of the world. John 3:16-17. Let's read God's word. So God so loved the world that he gave his only son, and whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. And then man's words here, or not scripture. Jesus, God in the flesh, told us how to receive him. By receiving him, we become new creation and seek him and not ourselves. Romans 10:9-10, God's word. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. For it is with the heart that you believe that you are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and you are saved. Jesus loves you.
We have a friend that's staying with us this week, and it's a lady, my wife's friend, and she, we're talking to her about life and death, and, you know, in our understanding now, that is that you've lost someone, either, or you lost someone, and I told her about my mother when she passed, my mother was a good friend, and of all
the time
that I've tried to talk to her good. About anything, she was literally not interested. But I said, in the last time, stroke, and I was up by the hospital bed with her, and I did say, do you know Jesus? And the only thing that I ever got out of her mouth, she grinned, the grin came back down, and that was the last limit in the communication I had. So,
can I ask you a question about your gospel track?
You can ask him, because
he's got it. No, I already talked to him, though.
You ask him?
Oh, but you're handing him out. Do you have to repent to find eternal life?
You have to repent. You know that answer.
How come it's not on the gospel track? I just, in love, if you gave that to somebody and they don't know they have to repent,
because
and they don't know they have to be born of God by the Spirit, and they don't know that the fruit that you're born of God is holiness and obedience come out of the world, the culture,
yep.
And they don't know you have to endure everyday striving, that's a really easy believe gospel that makes people believe, well, God loves me, I just believe in that, and I go to heaven.
It's a conversation.
But part of this lady just stopped. And we're just having a conversation.
Right. I'm just asking about your gospel card.
Yeah.
Well, it's my gospel card.
Okay.
The point is, and I'll represent it.
Okay.
This is not a thorough explanation of the total gospel.
Well, then why would we give that out to people and give them the appearance that God loves them? Did you actually know something? Did you know if people live in sin? Wait. Did you know if people live in sin? In iniquity? Psalm 5:5 says God hates them.
Will you let me speak?
Did you know that? Did you know Psalm 5:5 says God hates the worker of iniquity? So if these people love their sin,
can I respond?
That track deceives them. God doesn't love them.
Can I respond?
God doesn't love them.
Can I respond?
He loves a repentive sinner
that
comes to him.
Okay.
But how do you find eternal life? Do you have to repent from your sin and follow him?
I think with the understanding, if we talk longer, I think she understands this.
But the track doesn't say that. You said it's your track. But
this is not an exclusive.
But this is. Do you belong to a religious system, religious body?
I believe in Jesus. I believe the Bible.
No, I mean, do you go to church on Sundays?
I believe that the Bible is the truth. I believe in Jesus.
You don't go to church on Sundays?
Yes, I do.
Okay, what's the name of it? It kind of represents.
It doesn't make any difference.
It represents who you are, because if you're like Roman Catholic, if you're Lutheran, if you're Baptist. See, Jesus said we must worship in spirit and truth, and that track isn't the full truth.
Okay,
so it's deceptive. I told him, if I gave you directions to my house and I only gave you half the directions, will you get there? Will you get there? You won't get there.
Can I ask you a question? Did Jesus come and preach and say, you are a dirty, rotten sinner? Or did he say, you are a sinner?
Yeah, and he called them to repent. His very first ministry words were, repent or you'll perish, Luke 13:3.
How did he present himself?
He said, repent or you'll perish. He told people two times, go sin no more or something worse is going to happen to you. In Matthew 5:48, he said, be ye perfect.
Can I ask you a question?
That's how Jesus preached. He didn't preach just love. Watch yourself. He didn't preach just love, sir. He preached the full counsel of God's word, so did Paul. You can ask me another question.
For what we're doing right here, I believe that we're believing in the same Jesus.
No.
We're doing...
No, you have an easy believe, love only Jesus.
Absolutely.
And Jesus says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments.
Absolutely.
Not just go to heaven because you believe in me.
Absolutely.
The Bible is clear. Jesus said in Matthew 7, few are going to find eternal life. And you know what that word few means in the Greek? Look up Greek words. It means a puny number of people.
Sir, if you want an argument, just keep going down. I'm not going to argue. I'm not going to talk to you anymore.
Isn't it reasoning in the scriptures? Who's arguing?
We can't reason because you won't let us speak or ask
sure.
a question.
You
can't
do you reason. Have to repent?
Yes.
Your tract doesn't say that. And you would it's deceive people by not telling them the truth.
So they
have you guys repented of all your sin? Because if you live like the world and you're in false religion,
if you live like the world, you haven't repented. Did you this morning, sir?
Did I what?
Did you get on your knees and repent this morning?
I repent every day by living holy and walking after Christ in spirit and truth. Every day I repent.
On your knees.
I don't need to get on my knees. I can talk to God standing up, walking, laying down. Every day I repent. And that the fruit of a man's life is he doesn't belong to false churchianity. His church is false, worldly and carnal, and keeps pagan holidays. He admitted it, and I love him enough to tell him the truth. Yours is probably not far from that.
I never admitted it.
Okay. You said they keep Christmas and Easter and Good Friday that are pagan holidays and are not true. And
sir?
You said, yeah, that's sin. I got it on audio.
Sir.
You said it.
Could you just keep
you
on,
said it.
Please?
I'm standing on a public sidewalk. Yeah. I just wanted to inform you that you're deceiving people with these false gospels. If you die today, would you go to heaven with God or be separated from God? Open the conversation. What we do is we preach the whole counsel of God's word. Yeah, go ahead. We preach the whole counsel of God's word. Don't be deceived by easy believe gospels. We love your soul. Lifting up Jesus Christ today.